Lamitzia perk tes mishnehe. A makabel sada michaver v'loy asaso. The person is makabel asada be'arisus. So let's say it's a half, a third, or a quarter. V'loy asaso, but the field is not producing. It's only producing a little bit of grain from all the work that he's doing. It's like not worth it for him. So he's not the only one losing out. It's obviously the owner as well. But he's lost his patience with this field. It's not worth it for him. Im yesh ba kedei lahamid kri chayv l'tapel ba. So if it produces enough in order to make a heap, which is a sasayim, which is two saws worth, then he has to be metapel with the field. He has to work on it. And that's, by the way, as the Mefarshim point out, excluding what he has to put into it. So the final net produce is two saws. Am Rav Yehuda, ma kitzba b'kri. What's this threshold, this limit with a kri? You're going to have a field that's a massive, massive field, and still you're going to have the same shear. It has to be proportional. Ela im yesh ba kedei nefila. So according to Yehuda, it totally depends on what you put into it. The amount of seed that you put in, that's the amount of grain that it produces. If you put in seed and what comes out is less, then it's not worth it. You don't have to be metapa with it. The Rav says, though, that halacha is not like Yehuda.